Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gavin, welcome back.
Thank you.
What a fun weekend you had.
It was fun. It was fun. It was more of a 24-hour period because we drove down on... We left... My wife and I go to the Critics' Choice Awards every year, and we left yesterday at 7 a.m. on the dot, and we came and we left L.A. at 8 a.m. on the dot.
Now, explain what the Critics' Choice Awards are.
It's an award show in Hollywood. It's not the Golden Globes. It's certainly not the Oscars, but it's still fun. And
it is star frickin' studded.
It's star studded. It's as star studded as it might be more star studded actually than the Golden Globes, because they try to host it literally like as conveniently located for as many celebrities as possible, because the Critics' Choice, which is actually the Broadcast Film Critics Association, and there's a TV version too, and I don't know anything about that group, but they tell us like it's crucial for this award show to have many celebrities so that we gain traction in the media and we get respected by the media. So that's one reason, and then the other reason they tell you that is because like please don't take any pictures of the celebrities. Please try to treat them like normal people. And what Stacey and I discover year after year, and this year I think we're going to put a stop to it, is that nobody does that except for me and Stacey. When we get down there, we try really hard to treat the celebrities that are at this event like normal people. Because it's not like the Oscars where it's in a theater and you have a seat and stuff like that. It is held at a airport hangar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Barker Hang. I don't remember what it's called, but it's in Santa Monica, and they have round tables like a wedding reception. And you go, you have a table assignment, and you've got food. It's not very much food; it's Hollywood-sized portions, and you sit amongst the celebrities.
Oh,
so like even though we're at table 127 in the back, filled with nobodies,
sure,
there might be table like 96, not too far. And of course, you're not going to pad that with like a bunch of, A-listers, but you might pad it with, I don't know, the Duck Dynasty guys or something like that, they didn't. But we always have fun. We always have a really good time. And this was no exception. It was like a 24-hour period. And, this is what really brought the whole thing home when it came to celebrities, because this is how I interact. So I don't even think I can say the name of the show that we were talking about. S Creek.
It's his name.
I understand that, but it doesn't matter how it's spelled. I can't say it.
All right.
Right? Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
you can call it S Creek.
Okay, S Creek. It's on Netflix. That's where it's really taken on a bigger audience. But
it's originally on a network called Pop.
Which, like, I don't know anybody who actually has. But anyway, Eugene Levy's in it. Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy's children. It's a very, very funny show.
Hysterical.
Their table was actually very close, and I freaked out.
Huh.
Went over, told them, introduced myself. They're all sitting there, and I introduced myself, and I said, I'm a critic, and I said, I love this show. I love it very, very much. I think it's very funny, and I said, and Eugene and Catherine, I said, I've loved you guys since I was a kid and stuff like that. You're a great comedy team. And then they were very nice, and then I left, and that was it, and I should have asked for a picture because they apparently were very, very nice to anyone who wanted a picture.
Oh,
well,
nice.
And I follow them all on Twitter. And they were geeking out. The cast of the show were like, they couldn't believe that they were even there.
Wow.
So they probably would have been very like cool with it because they were so over the moon about even being there.
But so this is another example of how I act. And I, even when I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a picture. I'm going to get a picture with an A-lister.
Okay.
I've been talking to him all night. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And I see Ben Stiller standing by himself. This is at the end of the night.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
He's by himself. And I go, I'm going to go talk to Ben Stiller. And I start walking toward Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller sees me walking toward him. He kind of gives me a smile and a nod, like, hello.
Oh, yeah.
And then he sees me take my phone out of my pocket. And then as soon as he sees that, he turns to his manager, who I didn't see standing there. And I was literally 3 feet away from him. And I heard him just go, I want to go home. And she like grabbed him by the arm like an old man and took him out a side door. And I just kind of like turned like I wasn't going to go right for him.
See, and this is why don't try to take pictures.
I really shouldn't. But this is what happened.
I mean, you don't want to deal with that all night long.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of interaction.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the kind of like neurotic person I am.
It's not being neurotic. It's being able to read a room.
Okay, and know your purpose.
And recognize that that's not what someone wants.
So.
And you're being respectful.
I know. But then I hear stories like this. So I met wake up call listeners while I was down
Which
there.
Which is crazy.
Oh, no way.
Crazy. And how I met them is even funnier. Two gorgeous girls.
Yeah,
named,
they're stunning.
Sam and Brittany. Mm-hmm. I hope they're listening. They were guests of Mark S. Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So because believe it or not, he was one of the founding members of the Broadcast Film Critics Association years ago.
Hmm.
He's allowed to bring many people.
Sure.
Okay. So I meet them and they're walking past us. And the only reason why I even stopped them was to end an argument that Stacey and I were having. And the argument was whether or not Jason Sudeikis from Saturday Night Live and now movies like Horrible Bosses is attractive or not attractive. We were fighting about it because this is the rabbit hole we went down. So Emmy Rossum from the show Shameless was there.
And oh my God, you love her.
She's one of my celebrity crushes.
Mm-hmm.
And now she might be my wife's as well because she is stunning.
Oh my God,
in
she's
person.
Stunning.
In person, she was wearing this like super low cut V thing. Tons of side boob going on, hair pulled back. I can't even talk about it. It's just, I'll start to cry. So, but we were talking about her, and I said, she looks just like Olivia Wilde tonight. And Stacey's like, yeah. And then that got us on the conversation of how Stacey goes, Olivia Wilde, yeah, the wife of Jason Sudeikis. How did that even happen? And I go, well, first of all, he's funny. And I go, second of all, he's a really good looking guy. He's a really good looking guy, and he's funny. And Stacey goes, he's not good looking.
What?
I go, he's very, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you.
He's pretty good looking.
I stop these girls, Sam and Brittany, and I go, excuse me. Remember, I don't know them. They're just walking past. They could have been famous. I don't even know. I stop them. I was drunk.
Sure.
I stop them, and I go, Jason Sudeikis, hot or not? And they go, not hot. And the other one goes, not even close. He's funny, but not even close. And I go, really? And then one of them goes, I know you. You're Gavin. And then we started talking. So anyway, so Sam and Brittany then, after we've been hanging out for like 10 or 15 minutes and talking, having a good time, they start scrolling through their phone. They got pictures of effing everyone.
Okay,
Amy Adams, Nicole Kidman. Like they're just.
Okay.
And I'm going, you know what? Next year, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to go.
Do it.
I'm going to Rain's 2019 motto is just go for it. And I'm just going to go for it.
Go for it. Yeah.
You don't think that they got to do that because they've got that Mark S. Allen poll?
They weren't with Mark. Mark just got them tickets.
Oh.
And they were on their own. But like Stacey even went to the bar at one point without me and she like sent me a text message. She's like, oh my God, John Krasinski's standing right next to us. Jim from The Office, maybe not John Krasinski, but he does seem lovely. But Jim from The Office is as lovely a human being as they can.
Of course.
And I was like, get a picture. You can do it. And she's like, I can't. She's like, I'm too nervous. That's who we are as people.
I think that's good. I think it's just you being respectful.
I mean, it is. But I don't have any pictures. I have a picture
you
of...
You know what?
I got a
You'll
picture with...
You just have to use your mind.
Well, who does that in 2019?
Maybe more people should.
I got a picture with Winston Duke. Who? Exactly. He was in Black Panther and the Avengers. And he's going to be in the new Jordan Peele movie, Us.
I don't know.
Well, he was very nice. And he's a giant human being.
Okay.
Didn't it take you a while to get home, too?
Oh, my God. Thank you, Rain. I forgot about that. It snowed on the grapevine yesterday.
It does that.
Who knew?
I did.
A lot of people.
Didn't know that. Never knew that. In fact, it was pouring as we left LA, and I even said to Stacy, like, man, thank God it's not freezing or all this would be snow. And it seemed like 10 minutes later, it was freezing and it was snow. And they stopped every... Now, okay, since apparently everybody knows it does snow on the Grapevine, have you guys ever been caught on the Grapevine?
No.
Wake up call listeners, I put it up on Instagram. A lot of them have been caught.
I know a lot of people that have.
We were... Thank God we left at the time that we left. If we would have left like 20 minutes later, we would have been in the group that would have gotten stopped and either hunkered down, which was terrifying because we had no blankets or food and we only had like 40 miles left in gas and stuff like that. So that would have sucked. Or the group that got turned around and told, well, good luck going to find a hotel for in LA.
So how long when they shut down a freeway like the Grapevine? How long does that last?
It was shut down yesterday from 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
To 6:30 p.m.
Ugh. Jeez.
What?
2 feet of snow.
What?
Yeah.
They send people out to like give people snacks?
I don't know. But I'll tell you what.
How do you go to the bathroom?
How do you go to the bathroom?
I mean, you go on the side of the road.
Obviously, yeah. I could.
I mean, you go in the snow, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, I posted a video of when we came down off of the hill. And I went through my phone and was looking at it, and it was like literally 9 minutes after they shut down the Grapevine.
Wow.
We like just made it. I went down, you know, like when you're coming down the real steep part, the last part?
Yeah.
I went like 20 miles an hour down that hill, and I was still sliding all over the place.
If you had gotten
it was scary.
If you had gotten stuck or delayed to get back.
Eat Stacy.
Yeah. But you would not be the chipper, perky Gavin this morning. You would have been so mad.
Oh, my God.
And it would have carried for 24 hours after that.
At least.
Yeah. That's true.
Rain and I can't live in a world where you've been trapped in traffic in the snow and still have that far to drive.
You know, you're so true. I mean, hearing the stories from Wake Up Call listeners that got stuck in the Grapevine before, and they hear like, it took me 10 hours to get home, took me 12 hours to get home. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I would have eaten Stacy and not even been hungry. I just would have been angry.
I got to chew on something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.